I've always thought of myself as a writer. I can't remember a time in my life when I couldn't read, and I can't remember a time when I didn't think I could write. My parents used to tell me that when I was 6, 7 years old, something in that neighborhood, I created a little book about the Civil War and punched holes in it and put yarn through the holes and had this spiral-bound little thing. I fell in love with rock and roll music very, very early. It just became my life from a, you know, maybe I was 10, I can't remember. I remember the moment I was sitting at the kitchen table, I was eating breakfast, it was early in the morning, I was the only person up, and I had WTAC on from Flint, and because I could pick it up at that time of day, clear. And a Jerry Lee Lewis song came on, and I don't remember if it was Great Balls of Fire or a whole lot, you know, which one it was. But anyways, it was like my first introduction to what at the time was considered oldies, and it just blew me away. Because my parents were playing, Johnny Cash was the most interesting thing they played. You know, they had Mantovani and Lawrence Welk and things like that. So I wasn't exposed to any good music through them, and man, I was off and running. And I've been a passionate reader my entire life, and it's very precocious of someone as a teenager to think that they should write down what they think of things and that somebody will care. But I already had a background in reading science fiction magazines and science fiction fanzines. The tradition of fanzines in science fiction predates music by decades. And so I understood the concept of fanzines and publishing in a nonprofit way entirely for love and passion.